Unit 4. Culture. Hula dancing in Hawaiian culture. Listen to two students planning a hula demonstration.
We have to get ready for our hula demonstration for our class. We need to show what we've learned about Hawaiian culture.
Let's start with the decorations. I don't think they should be too elaborate, but we want to evoke a feeling of being in Hawaii.
I think floral decorations would work. We can make garlands and leis out of paper flowers. They would be easy to make and still give the right feeling.
That's a good idea. What about our costumes? We need to be careful to avoid stereotypes like grass skirts.
Since we're going to demonstrate the ancient style of hula, we don't need elaborate costumes. We can make simple costumes that look like tapa bark.
Okay, I guess that wouldn't be hard to do. What about garlands of leaves? Aren't they part of the traditional costume?
Yeah, they are, but I think the tapa skirts are enough. Otherwise, we'll spend all our time making decorations and costumes.
I suppose so. No garlands, then. But we do need an altar. That's really important because that's part of what we learned about the place of hula dancing in Hawaiian culture.
Of course, we'll have to spend some time on creating an altar, but we can't forget to actually practice the dances that we're going to demonstrate.
Did we decide to use the graceful movements with all the swaying?
No, we're demonstrating the ancient style. Remember? We're doing the energetic dances.
Right, of course. With the traditional music, the drums and chants. Okay, let's start practicing.